There are no big protests outside the gates of Bohemian Grove this year, even though the annual encampment is at its midpoint. Instead, the Bohemian Grove Action Network, which organized the vigils and demonstrations at the Monterio Enclave dating back to 1980, is doing something different. They've researched and disseminated a paper that analyzes the corporate and political interests of two of the club's most newly notorious members, Charles and David Koch.
We had taken note that Charles Koch was a member a couple of years ago, but the more we find out, the louder we need to say it.
Don Eichelberger, a founding member of BCAN, compiled and edited the group's fact sheet on the Kochs. He says their family history provides some illuminating context for their current actions.
Of course, their father was a founder of the John Birch Society. I read the biography of the Koch brothers, and I was impressed most of all by the fact that the father, one, tried to raise the boys without being pampered. He wanted them to be men and stuff. And also, he talked a lot about the grassroots organizing that they were doing for the John Birch Society in terms of letter writing campaigns and all that, plus setting up front groups to help push the agenda and doing direct action and things like that. So that's something that they learned from their father organizing John Birch Society that they've put into their own organizing over the years.
Of course, the elder Koch also gave his sons an industrial inheritance. They have since expanded into a combined personal wealth of $100 billion. Their business empire includes, beyond oil and gas holdings, thousands of miles of pipelines, chemical production companies, a 425,000-acre Texas cattle ranch, and the Georgia Pacific Lumber and Paper Products conglomerate. The Kochs' involvement with the Bohemian Club is more recent, Eichelberger notes, but even there, the brothers' influence has been noteworthy.
Since the Koch brothers joining in 1997, we know that the level of libertarianism has really gone up. I mean, Bohemians are already open to deregulation and all that stuff. It gets in the way of their profits. One member said, in the course of a few days at the Grove, you can build a huge business network, and they've been there for 17 years.
And that is what has driven the Bohemian Grove Action Network's protests down through the years, explains longtime organizer Mary Moore.
If I had to just choose one word to say, what is your objection, I would choose the word networking. Because it's behind the Redwood Curtain. Public policy is discussed, at least in the Lakeside Talks, and we suspect certainly around the campfire. That's the whole point, is the networking. And it is the cream of the cream, the 1% from the military, from the corporate world, from the financial world, and from our government. Every Republican president since Calvin Coolidge has been a member of Bohemian Grove.
It is that convergence of wealth, business, and politics that Moore finds most worrisome.
For a long time, we have tried to make the point, it's not just because these guys are rich, it's because they influence our lives. The research, if somebody really takes the time to look at it, will show that they have a big influence, including pretty much consensus they're trying to buy the next election.
The Bohemians encampment runs through next Sunday. There's been no word yet on whether or not either of the Koch brothers has been in attendance this year. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.